Signs by Jerry Peake. I usually take one of the local freeways to work. It's the quickest and easiest way to get there. I try to leave early enough in the morning to miss the heavy traffic when things slow down and accidents can happen. One morning, however, I got out of the house later than usual and ended up in congested traffic. As I merged onto the freeway, I thought about my scripture study that morning. I had had the impression that I focused too much on worldly things and not enough on spiritual things. As I drove to work, I thought about how I could be more attentive to spiritual things throughout the day. Then I noticed a message on one of the large electronic signs over the freeway that alert drivers of accidents or road conditions. As I got closer, I read, "Crash ahead at Mesa Drive. Center lane blocked." I didn't want to be inconvenienced by having to get off the freeway, so I wondered how long I could stay on the freeway before I had to exit. Then another thought came to my mind. If I ignored the sign, could I be putting myself in a situation that would be dangerous? Was I ignoring a warning just because I didn't want my schedule disrupted? Clearly, I was inclined to ignore warnings of my physical safety. How often had I pushed aside promptings for my spiritual safety? As I pondered about how to be more attentive to the Spirit, I realized that Heavenly Father probably sends me many messages throughout the day. I wondered how many times I had missed His messages because I wasn't listening for spiritual promptings. I committed to do better. I checked the traffic, changed lanes, and took the next exit. By using the city roads to get to work, I was able to avoid all the hazards and dangers of staying on the freeway as the accident was cleaned up. I know that the Lord loves me enough to send me His messages. I simply need to be in tune with the spiritual promptings He sends me. End of Until We Meet Again, read by Wes Nelson.